problem. She's now finding out that in politics, people lie.
Politics is so crazy because people can just like wake up and make up whatever they want to say about you, and it'll be totally false, and people will just believe it, right? They'll just believe it. So today, someone made up a rumor that me was hosting a military recruitment fair for high schoolers. Now, like, does that sound like something I would do?
Now, it's okay to be a little skeptical when you're sending billions to Ukraine and voting for Biden's defense budget. But AOC says those are rumors, just not true. She said all she did was hold a recruitment fair where high schoolers just happened to be recruited into the military. But that's not the point. The point is AOC is realizing that lies are mean.
I was really subject to a lot of really vile rhetoric and attacks all day today because of a rumor. And I can't stress how much this is not just a right-wing thing. A lie can go out the door and run around the world before the truth has the time to put on its shoes. And it really has an effect because these campaigns are usually targeted most towards candidates and officials of color and women.
AOC is now fighting disinformation. And AOC, of all people, thinks we shouldn't be able to trust those who lie to us.
If you're trying to impact the decisions that are made, but you have lied in the past about the decision makers, then why should people believe anyone with a track history of sharing misinformation and then not owning up to it?
That's a good question. But it's not like AOC would ever make anything up, right? It's not like she would ever fake get arrested, put her hands behind her back, then put her fists in the air like Houdini. Well, maybe. But she would never lie about someone knocking her door down on January 6th.
Violent bangs on my door and then every door going into my office. Just bang, bang. Shoot, see, look, I'm banging over again. Bang, 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 bang. Like someone was trying to break the door down.
Bang. Well, she happened to just be across the street when that happened. And the guy who was knocking on her door could have been a delivery guy. But AOC would never be irresponsible enough to tell us the world's going to end in 12 years, would she?
How many years until the world ends again? We have 12 years left to cut emissions by at least 50%, if not more. And for everyone who wants to make a joke about that, you may laugh, but your grandkids will not.
Why is she always eating? No. Okay, AOC clearly has a history of lying. But by her logic, we should never listen to her again, right? Because primetime's all about second chances, and maybe AOC's having a change of heart. Maybe she's really serious this time, or maybe we're just being a little hopeful. Let's bring it.